Hello, sir. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, she's having to go outside our network and try to find somebody because the people that we normally use is not available right now. So
Right. I mean,
she said she would contact you as soon as she has somebody. She's looking still, so.
and so do people, do they just stop looking, or do they, 'cause like my thing is, like, when I went through it with this morning, they said, like, oh, we'll contact you back when we get somebody, and then they never got anybody. They never got anybody, so they just stopped looking, and I had to call back like 5 times before I finally got to somebody who was like, okay, I'm gonna find somebody, stay on the line with me. And then it took them 2 minutes and they found somebody, but everybody else was just not calling people anymore. They said, oh, my system's showing nobody's looking anymore. So my curiosity is, like, is somebody going to be searching around the clock 24/7 starting now until they find somebody? Or am I going to have to keep calling back if, like, nobody finds something in an hour? Like, is somebody going to just stop? Because, like, my car's just sitting out there, and I've been trying to do this for a day. So, like, you understand, like, where I'm coming from,
I
right?
understand, sir. Yes, I do. Yeah, she's well, the girl that's working on it right now, she is. I can see that she's making phone calls, so she is trying to find somebody. I don't know what happened yesterday or whenever. I'm sorry about that. I don't know. I wasn't
It was
working
this morning,
yesterday, so
and
or this
like
morning.
people were just telling me information. Somebody was like, oh yeah, you're gonna get a text in 1 to 5 minutes and let you know that your driver's coming. And that text never came, and homeboy must have just logged off, because they said, we don't know what he's doing anymore, and he just left the scene. And I'm like, well,
Yeah,
what?
they're
I
not.
don't really understand, like.
That's not supposed to work that way, sir. I mean, that's not our
Yeah, and
protocol
the lady
normally.
that did finally found, I know the lady that finally did find me something said, there's no way that he could have told you that you would have got a text in 1 to 5 minutes, because he can't
No.
guarantee you that you would find a driver that fast. And I'm like, well, that's
No.
exactly what he told me.
That's not, yeah, he
I'm
didn't
like, I
tell you
wouldn't lie
correctly
about it. I mean,
because,
y'all could.
no, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you're lying. I'm just saying we have some people that work with us that are new and they don't have a clue and they say stuff that
I'm
they
just
shouldn't
saying.
be saying.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I work in an
Yeah.
industry the exact same way, where you know what you say and you don't know what you say, because people come back expecting it. And so I'm like, you know,
Yeah,
all I'm
no,
trying to
we.
do is just type.
Yeah, I understand that. Sorry about your frustration, sir. I understand. I've been there before. I've never had that much problem either with getting roadside, but a lot of times if I don't want to wait, I would just go get somebody and pay out of pocket so I didn't have to wait on them. But sometimes you can't do that. I understand that too,
Well,
so.
and the thing is what they said, I asked them, I was like, hey, can I have a private driver come and do this? And this is in the morning. And they were like, yeah, of course. I can cancel the thing if you want. And I'm like, well, will y'all reimburse me for it if I do? And they're like, it's kind of a hit or miss. You're going to have to submit it to the insurance company, but I'm not sure if they're going to reimburse you. And I'm like, what do you mean you're not sure? It's a yes or no question. Like, and they're like, you know, it's a case by case basis, so you know, you're taking your own risk if you do that. And I'm like, well,
If you have
I don't
coverage,
know.
yeah, they reimburse for your coverage amount, yeah. But I don't know. Like I said, I don't know who you talked to, sir. Sorry about that. But whoever it was evidently doesn't know everything that's going on. But
I don't
normally, like
either.
I said, they're supposed to give. Well, we don't. Usually it takes longer than 5 minutes to find somebody. I'm not saying during the day. Normally it's pretty quick because I've worked day shift and I've worked night shift. And during the day, we usually don't have a problem getting somebody out to you within, 45 minutes easily, But at night, it does take longer. So I don't know what happened during the day. That don't make sense to me at all. But, but yeah, like I said, she is calling around. Like I said, I can see on my screen. And as far as whether she's going to call you or not, that depends on what was said when you set up your service. A lot of times we just send texts. And then other times, if you request or would like it to call, we can always call you back as well. I mean, if that's what you would prefer. So.
Yeah, I would love a call back. I mean,
Okay.
like, I don't care if I'm sleeping. I just want to know somebody's coming to the for the
Okay.
car, because I don't know if y'all operate in like every different state and stuff like that, but California is no joke, and the CHP will come and ticket the shit out of my car for just sitting there. So I'm just trying to have somebody come get it.
Yeah, I understand. No, we're not in California, but we do a lot of tows in California. We actually, that's one of the biggest states that we do tows in.
Yeah,
okay.
They're gonna come get me, and it's not gonna be fun. I'm just trying to avoid that by all costs. I have a 24-hour policy.
I understand that. Yeah, you definitely don't want any more expense. Okay, let me, I'm going to send her another message and let her know to please give you a call once she get the service set up, and then I'll send her a message, and then she should give you a call. I'm sorry.
I said, and I will have my phone on loud. So
okay.
Let her know.
All right. Okay, I'll let her know. It doesn't matter how long it is, but I mean, not the how long it is, but what time it is or whatever, to make sure that police give you a call so that you know what's going on, okay?
Yep, thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome, sir. Sorry about all the problems. Like I said, it usually goes a little smoother than that, so. Huh?
I know it ain't your fault.
I feel bad. I know, and I hate to be in a situation like that. And then you feel like you can't get no assistance. It's not a good thing. So, but anyway, I will let her know to call you. Okay. And then, all right. All right. You're welcome, sir. You have a good rest of your night. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.